Blog Talk Radio.
I say I'm prominent, dominant, pistol on me, honor it. You put the hoe in homonym, probably think that's a compliment. I'm obvious, obvious, I'm fucking with your consciousness. I am so derogative, they tell me something's gotta give. Cage me like Nicholas, 60 seconds, I'm outta here. They selling birds, by the five, call that trading Donovan. Don't pay me in compliments, nigga, pay me in currency. Shit be so astonishing that they don't even worry me.
Yo, hip hop at the round table, where we promote, keep that fuck shit from around me. Shout out to my brother Seven, killing that shit like always. Yeah, I mean, Link Solid Burr in the building. I don't know where the hell this ugly ass nigga Sinatra at.
Well, here, I'm just letting you do your intro, you know what I mean? If you don't want a radio host all of your videos taking over the intro. Fuck with you, it was good.
Oh man, like I don't know where your man R&B is at. I ain't calling hip hop no more. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you called him R&B. You gonna have to talk to that nigga about that. That's fucked up. that's disrespectful, nigga. That ain't even something we even got to speak on, nigga.
I got to open up the show with some jokes. I ain't hear from you ugly motherfuckers in a minute.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm going to let him know.
Yeah, no.
AKA,
he's going to hear about it. Yeah, listen, though. I want to ask you before you, because you about to get into your shit, yo. Did you happen to catch my nigga Jim's blog today, son?
Who?
The nigga Jim's.
James?
Yeah, you see his blog?
Yeah.
Boy, it's funny as shit, man.
No. I didn't see James. No, I didn't see James's blog. No, I didn't.
Yeah, he actually genuinely had me laughing in this one. He was funny. You know what I'm saying? He was funny. He had his little jokes in there. He was just talking this shit, you know what I mean? Like, not even about the Rain Man, but just how he was, like, setting up, you know what I mean, hyping up the card and shit, his character. It was just funny. You know what I mean? I'm not going to reenact it. You got to see it, you know what I'm saying? But he did good, though. I mean, it was funny. He sold the fight. I mean, I ain't going to front my nigga. Show Off versus Big K. You know what I mean? We're going to talk about that Blood, Sweat, and Tears 4, but that shit right there is, like, you know, that's going to be a crazy one. We got some KOTD joints on deck. What's up? You want to talk about that shit you was talking about earlier?
What?
You know,
Jay Mills and Boosie's thing?
Nah, I don't want to call it Jay Mills and Boosie because that's not like, I told you, I was like, we're not comparing them to. You know what I'm saying? But
we're not comparing them to at all.
Right,
that's not what I'm doing. I'm just saying, you know, that... You know, niggas that y'all niggas wouldn't even fathom. If I would have told you Bootsy was making 75, y'all niggas probably would have been like, no, he ain't doing. You would have said the same thing about Mills. You know what I'm saying? Like, what y'all niggas be failing to realize, Monty, when you have a fan core base like your dog, you gotta understand. Once you get to selling platinum records and shit like that, and you on the road consistently. That shit has nothing to do with no whack-ass record label and sales at all. You do understand that, right?
I mean, that's a yes and no thing. It depends on how they deal set up. Look, they ain't even write that song. You know what I'm saying?
My nigga. There's people that are still selling out. You two are still selling out tours, nigga. You know what I'm saying? These niggas is making millions of dollars a year. You feel what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying, my nigga? Tech Nine built his whole career off touring. The nigga made over $1 million touring. You feel what I'm saying, nigga? Like, I don't think y'all niggas be realizing how much money that, especially now, you know what I mean, at that time, too. Now, I mean, when Tech Nine was first starting off at that time, there was still money, a lot of money in the game. There still is a lot of money in the game, but it has nothing to do with record sales. It has nothing to do with these companies. It's all about how you sell yourself, and you're going to get them type of shows. I'm telling you right now. You know what I'm saying? It happens all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? Trust and believe, my G, as a community. We broke off, pause. You know what I'm saying? We dished out, you know what I mean, a lot of racks to Cassidy, my G. A lot of racks to Cassidy. You know what I mean? And he's not no platinum. You know what I mean? He might be platinum now, but at the time when this shit was first hitting off and all that other, when this shit was first coming out, he was only a gold nigga. Now, over time, that shit, you know what I mean, went to platinum. You know what I'm saying? But from the gate, you wasn't platinum. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, but you using the Boosie and saying that Mills should get paid a certain amount of money?
No, what I'm telling you is that niggas, that this nigga is a platinum selling artist and still get bread. If you're telling me, yo, my nigga, fuck all this bullshit. Niggas is paying. Hold on, yo.
The nigga said, yo, that nigga, because Boosie getting 75. I know, I just don't want that nigga to be like, yo, that nigga Boosie gonna be making motherfucking. Because Boosie out here and he free, making 75. J Mills should be getting paid some stupid amount of bread. Mills ain't battled since motherfucking, yeah, I don't know.
Yo.
Niggas getting paid off
what
they
highlight. J Mills ain't battled in so damn long. Neither has Cassidy, but you still, niggas still paid that nigga. So what did you
say? But nigga, hold on. But nigga, we didn't pay that nigga. I didn't pay for that shit. Like, look, niggas didn't pay to go see him.
Nigga, anybody that, we are in the battle rap community. Regardless, my nigga, you know this. So I don't know
what
you're acting
I know
like
that.
You
I know that.
You're
I know
not.
That.
You're not.
I know
stop
that.
Stop acting like you're not then, nigga. Stop acting
but
like you're not.
But you saying that shit, but like you saying that shit to say what between Boosie and J Mills, though? That's what I'm waiting for.
What I'm telling you is, nigga, if you get fuck all the bullshit, nigga. If this nigga Boosie can still get 75 racks, why the fuck Mills can't, my nigga? And he sold platinum records, my nigga. This is the fuck I'm telling you. Cassidy ain't do that shit, and Cassidy ain't battled in a while, and he still got the money. You got no excuse for that, but you can sit here and tell me why Mills can't get it? You don't even make
sense. I'm saying because, I mean, first of all, that's like between me and you. I told you this already. Mills is a nigga where he never has had a single on his own like that. Yeah, he's on one single that's a platinum single. You know what I'm saying?
Matter.
But I don't know.
It doesn't matter, my nigga. If you telling me that this these nuts nigga can come through and get 45, 35 racks, my nigga, for the series, and my nigga Mills can't get that, you niggas out your mind, my nigga. For real.
I mean,
you
but that's
out of your mind.
That's two different businesses, though. That's
no, it's not, my nigga. No, it's not. No, it's not, man. Passing out money is passing out money. Fuck out of here, my nigga. You gonna tell me you gonna pay a nigga that does absolutely nothing, but a nigga that can do something can't get paid? You sounding more retarded right now, nigga. Come
no,
on,
because
man.
You saying that shit from a nigga who pays Boosie to come in because Boosie's gonna pack out a fucking show, opposed to a nigga Jay Mills coming to a battle, and he's gonna like, yo, people gonna come see Jay Mills battle. I'm not gonna say they not.
Damn
you
fucking right.
Smack, but you telling
damn
Smack,
right.
But you telling. But you tell it Smack to pay him however much amount of bread, and
I'm
then everybody else on the car gotta pay
him. I'm not telling that nigga to get that nigga 100 racks. I'm telling that nigga to get that nigga casting money. I'm not even telling that nigga to get Loaded Lux money. But I'm saying that nigga break that nigga off something, my nigga. Fuck all the bullshit.
Yeah, but
that nigga
Mills was talking some 100 rack shit. And remember, you always say that shit about Jay Mills, but unless another nigga gonna come out of his pocket, I mean, against Cassidy. But unless a nigga gonna come out of his pocket crazy like that, bro.
But
you know
nigga,
I mean?
this nigga damn near Loaded Lux damn near made 100 racks, you ain't say shit.
I mean Loaded Lux damn near made 100 racks, but I mean at the end of the day, Loaded Lux, that's not, we didn't pay that nigga. Actually I did pay that nigga because I paid for my ticket to go see that to the Calico shit. So
My point, my nigga.
But
nigga,
do
like
you
I said,
go see,
nigga, like
you,
I said, we paid $350. Nigga, we paid $350. What is you talking
about?
Do you
want to pay to go see Jay Mills? $350.
If Mills is coming through, if I paid for Lux to choke in a fucking second round, and a nigga, everybody accepted that shit, nigga, you fucking right, nigga. You fucking right.
Nigga said,
I paid for Lux to choke. Niggas spend motherfucking money on dumber shit, my nigga. Come on, my nigga. Did you go to Gnome? Who was it? Gnome 3 or 4? When Jada Kiss was on stage with the Goods and the Verb?
Nah, I didn't go to that one.
You didn't go to that one?
That wasn't
Gnome
1.
Nigga, that was probably one of the worst events I ever went to, my nigga. I bullshit you not. And these are all of our favorite fucking top 10 niggas.
So
that
you,
battle,
but you said
that
shit like you. So Jay Mills going to say that? So if we pay Jay Mills, so if niggas pay
I'm
Jay
not
Mills.
Telling you, nigga, I told you that don't get it fucked up because y'all niggas like to twist shit. Now, nigga, you take it back in the tick. So I'm going to say it again because, for real, you don't twist my shit because, nigga, that shit is disrespectful and I got to go somewhere else with it. So please don't twist my shit. You know what I mean? If you gonna quote me word for word correctly. Don't say no nut shit because I don't do that shit. I don't do that shit to niggas, so please don't pull that bullshit with me. I'm not telling y'all niggas to get this nigga Loaded Lux money, Cassidy money, or any of these other niggas type of high cash. But I'm saying pay that man something, my nigga. Fuck all the bullshit. Pay that man something. And make sure that sticks with you. You know what I mean? Make sure that sticks with you. Don't try to twist up my shit. You know what I mean? Because you niggas like to twist up shit a lot, man. You know what I'm saying? This ain't dreads, my nigga. Don't twist my shit up at all. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to be misquoted, man. That's what CNN and these other niggas do. You know what I mean? That's not what we do here at the round table, my G. We going to talk straight facts and straight facts only. You know what I mean?
Listen,
like I said, pay my man, dog. Pay the nigga. Straight up.
Yo, listen,
pay
that
my
nigga
man.
Wanted... But you, yo, listen, I ain't going to hold you, though. I'm not that passionate to CJ Mills, though, personally as a fan. Me, personally, I think Mills beat Mook back in the day. Listen, bro, it's not really there. You know what I'm saying? And I, as far as I'm telling somebody what they're supposed to get paid, listen, I don't think Jay Mills deserves, I don't know, man. Jay Mills put his work in with his mixtape shit, but a nigga not about to just throw out a bunch of J Mills songs to you. You know what I'm saying? And only by they're gonna give you them same bars from that same battle. So but at the same time,
yo, my
if
nigga,
you want,
fuck all that shit. Yo, fuck all that
not,
shit. Let's be for real. Let's be honest. We just watched Gun Titles, right?
Right.
We just sit here. We gonna sit here act like we gonna act like DNA K-Shine didn't bite all fucking two of their rounds. We gonna act like them niggas wasn't swagger jacking. That's what we gonna act like. We gonna act
now
like
you switch,
them
now you switching it though.
Are we
now
gonna
you
act like?
Though.
Are we gonna sit here? Are we really gonna sit here and act like we didn't go crazy for these balls already fucking years ago, 4 or 5 years ago? We gonna act like that? This is how we living. Because if this is how we living now, the game is fucked up, my nigga. First of all, these niggas gave you a bunch of recycled shit. That's why they lost, my nigga. They gave you a bunch of recycled shit. Big Terrence, you saying a bunch of shit Surf said already. You know what I'm saying? That you, not only did you saying shit that Surf said, you already said shit that Surf, people already said this to Surf already. That Big Terrence shit. That hurts you, Surf Shoe. You know what I'm saying, nigga? We heard it the first time when Big T said it, and it sounded the best then and shouldn't have left it. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Niggas do that shit. Niggas do that nut shit. People go crazy for it.
Nigga,
it's
crazy about this
shit. My nigga. It's
all right, cool. But boom.
That shit is
so,
whack, nigga.
So, but
yo,
Jay,
nigga, do you understand? Do you not realize that these niggas been doing this shit for the longest time?
My nigga, I said this shit. I said a little bit about this shit last show. About how niggas do that a little bit. How niggas
no, they niggas do that shit a lot. Niggas do that shit a lot, and what makes me mad, niggas cheer like they just heard it for the first fucking time. Like, niggas ain't hear that shit 4 or 5 years ago. You feel what I'm saying? My nigga, listen, you know what crowd I want at every event? I want the crowd when Hitman tried that bullshit against Conceited and booed that nigga out the fucking building.
Yeah,
that fucking crowd needs to be in every fucking building, nigga. Because that nigga keep it 100% straight up. Nigga, we wasn't letting Hitman come through and spit them old bars. We was like, boom, nigga, boom. But then these other niggas get to start doing it, and niggas doing backflips like they never heard the bars before. Come on, man, it's battle rap.
So J Mills? I mean, listen, man, let's all come back to the J Mills shit for me. This J, like, as far as that shit,
J Mills ain't giving you, J Mills is not giving you bars.
No,
but
I don't know. But okay, that's what I do know.
No,
but what you know
no.
what I don't know? You know
no,
what I do not,
not
know?
He's not doing that. He's not
no,
doing
but
that.
You know what I?
My nigga,
I know he's
look,
not
yo,
doing
even
that.
Even Lux and these niggas, no, none of these new niggas, not an Iron Solomon. I mean, none of the old school niggas, not an Iron Solomon, not a Sirius Jones, not a Murder Mook, or Lordy Lux came through with that bullshit. So don't try to put that stigma on my man Mills. Niggas is not riding that wave, my nigga. You got it fucked up. All
right, but,
really
but what I'm saying is you
nigga.
Don't know, but we still don't know.
Man,
what is going to be like for
Jay
Mills to return?
Did Jay redo that shit? I mean, Reed Dallas. I said Jay Reed. Reed Dallas.
Nigga said Jay
Reed.
I'm just fucked up.
I mean, Reed Dallas.
That nigga passing
this
fuck right now. Yeah, that's a fact. He's passing this fuck right now.
You got me on my baby shit, nigga. You finished or you done, nigga?
Nigga said, yo, yeah. Y'all niggas better put some of y'all niggas gave a disclaimer before you did that shit. Put some respect on my shit, all right. I did it already. Okay, slow down. All right, yeah, listen, man. All I'm saying is this. I do understand, I guess, to some degree, why you would want to see J Mills return and how the repetitiveness of what you're seeing in battle rap is irking you enough to say, yo, pay that man so you can see him come back. Pause. But it's like, yo, son, you don't know what J Mills is going to return to the ring. You don't know. He's like, and I mind you.
You don't know this shit with none of the niggas you paying right now top dollar. Fuck out of here, nigga.
That's
not
true.
I'm not hearing that shit.
You just said it. You just said we do, though. To some degree, you know that a nigga
will repeat
that.
My nigga. No, I'm not.
And most
trying,
of the time,
niggas
don't do that anyway.
Niggas be repeating fucking shit all day, every day. Niggas is hype as shit about it. I can't deal with that shit, man. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
It's fucked up in the game. This shit is whack, man. Like, real shit, man. And you know what else made me mad? Because I sat there and watched Goods and J Mills go back and forth in the studio for dumb long. I watched that battle again. And I was like, damn. Remember when niggas...
You know who won? You know what? Speaking
you know
of
what
that,
I mean?
Speaking of, wait,
you know how
speaking
you
of
know
that,
how,
speaking
that
of
battle
though,
was?
Who won that
Yo,
battle?
Hold on.
Who won that battle?
Hold on. Who won that battle? style. I don't even know, nigga.
Nah, come on, B.
Nigga, we didn't see the whole thing, nigga. There's still
I'm
more
talking about what you saw. I'm talking about what you saw.
Nigga, I'm not judging nothing till I see the fucking the whole thing, nigga. Do you fucking talk about what's gonna happen at the end of Respect Life? No, nigga, because we didn't see that shit, nigga.
You know, now you want to. Don't. Listen. Shout out to the boy, Boom Key. I need that part two to drop.
Nah, but I guess you get. I guess you can thing, though.
I'm just saying, man, I don't think Jay Mills, the urgency for, like, the passion and urgency for Jay Mills, and, like, I guess, for me, the expectation you putting on the nigga.
I'm not saying bring Jay Mills back, not this, that, and the third. I'm just saying if you niggas going to pay all these other nut-ass niggas to do absolutely nothing, and people get paid to do absolutely nothing, pay a man that actually fucking does something, nigga.
Can we talk about, like, let's talk about something then. Because this Blood, Sweat, and Tears 4 card is kind of crazy. Can we talk about that, though? Can we switch back and you put your passion into this, though? You know what I mean?
I don't know nothing about that card, man.
I'm gonna give you a card.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, run it down on me, man.
Yeah. Listen, all right. So, I'm gonna hit you with this one first. Show Off versus Big K. You know what I'm saying? You got motherfucking Daylight versus Jay Murda.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a dope one right there. You got Mr. Mills versus JC.
Yeah.
And it's Official versus QB. I'm missing another battle, though. That shit making me tight right now. Forgive me for that. But, yo, I ain't going to hold you, my nigga. The Big K versus Show Off to me. Every time Show Off get a battle, bro, he don't got no easy one. His resume is like, he got to do it. Oh,
yo, that nigga.
Jim's is battling Sirius Jones.
He stepped through the door.
Jim's is battling Sirius Jones.
Who?
Jim's is battling Sirius Jones.
Oh, man, fuck out of here.
Oh, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
I don't care. I'm not excited, my nigga.
Okay. All right. So, with that, I like this card, though, personally. I do.
You stole my fucking shit. Damn.
But I'm going to be real with you. You signed, listen, if ever since Show Off came into the game, his battle is always like, yo, every opponent that he gets, then nobody's been a slouch.
Yo, listen,
I'm like,
man,
yo,
that
hey,
nigga,
Rock type resume,
that nigga,
boy. He's starting to build. He's starting to build. Come.
Listen,
start
man,
build
that
the
nigga
resume.
Been building, man. This nigga been building. Niggas been nice, man. A lot of niggas is nice elsewhere, man. I'm just saying what it is. Niggas be on some whack-ass shit. Politics done fucked up the game. Know what I mean? Favoritism done fucked up the game. These likes and retweets done fucked up the game. And now niggas kind of bothered for nice now. This shit is a popularity fucking contest, nigga. You could be the absolutely nicest nigga, nigga. Whatever God that you praise can come down and tell everybody that nigga's the nicest, and nobody gonna believe it, nigga. So it doesn't even fucking matter, nigga. Straight up. I'm sorry. Like, I done seen this game take a fucking turn for the worst, my nigga. I'm sorry. When niggas like Doc can get on stage and do absolutely nothing and say shit that makes no sense, and niggas get to go on fucking nutty, this is when the game is fucked up, my nigga. When niggas can say shit that makes no sense at all and niggas love it, the game's fucked up. That made me question a lot of niggas' mouths. This shit just make me question shit, my nigga. I can't get with it.
Yeah, my nigga, damn, I feel you. I asked you about the car. That nigga went back to the bullshit. I'm like,
nah,
yeah,
nigga. Nah, I ain't going back to the bullshit. I'm just keeping it 100, my nigga. I mean,
yeah, fair enough. I mean, yo, listen, man.
I'll keep it 100, my nigga. Like,
I gave you my little spat with Big T last week, man. I'm chilling on all that. Chilling. But yeah. I mean, yo, at the same time, yo, I also want to shout out y'all because I think this card is dope.
That, man.
Yo, listen, man, this nigga Hop out here, he listening ways with nails now, man. Real shit.
Man,
well, I'm dead serious.
He's
going to
need to lift
ways with nails. Yeah, that's another story for another time. Yo, listen, man. On some G shit, though. Can we talk about your man, Head Ice, been in Big K? We just jump straight to that.
I mean, to watch that shit again, man. I don't like fucking judging and giving opinions off one watch, man. Especially I was watching it live, so it's like you can't hear that shit the real You can't give it the rating. I'll just say this, man. If you're going off crowd judgment, I mean, or crowd reaction, if you're going on crowd reaction, then you're giving this battle clearly the Big K. No fucking questions about it.
Yeah.
I mean, no questions about it, yo.
Real shit, the battle was a dope battle. I mean, you know, it's too. The style clash was like, you know, Big K talked that talk, but you know what it is when Head Ice be speaking, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, the shit he be spewing, it be effortless sometimes. You know what I'm like? Literally, most of the time. It would seem like it just comes across as just effortless. So it's like, you know, that first round, bro, you know, they was going for. I think, you know, Big K is a puncher. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, listen. Head Ice was talking to him. He was rapping to him. Big K was talking, trying to talk to him. I felt like it was here and there, but, you know, his punches, his delivery. You know what I mean? He had a lot of ice, you know what I mean? Little, like, nice bars here and there. Second round,
yeah.
It was like the same thing. Third is like, I can't really call it. I called it, I gave it to really Big K only because, you know, I like punches and shit. You know what I mean? But I was like, the first time I watched it, I'm not going to lie, I gave it to Head Ice. You know what I'm saying? Because Head Ice, it was the feeling. It was the, you know what I mean? Big K withstood a lot of pressure. Him and Av, so just a lot of tension is coming in between because I caught that shit with, you know, certain what she was saying. But this battle was a good battle because, you know what I mean? It was like, for right now, bro, no matter what you want to say, Big K and Head Ice, especially at least the King of the Dot, they giants over there. You know what I'm saying? So they was. It seemed at first that they responded, but then it got serious. You know, Head Ice made it intense. And then Big K responded in a good way, and he never got out of character with Head Ice. You know what I'm saying? So it was like he withstood everything. For Big K, usually, he usually, like, will say certain shit to his opponent. He withstood and just, you know what I mean? It was dope. I don't know, son. That battle was good, though. That battle was all right.
Yeah, that's cool. All right.
I mean, yo, as far as the crowd shit you're talking about, though, I mean, yo, Lynch, we've been talking about this for, like, 2 years now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you even judge the battle of crowd control, you know what I mean? Either it's one of two things to me. You don't know battle rap, or you're, like, you're just getting into it, and, like, because you don't know how to judge it. Because, like, yo, niggas will scream for anything. You'll ooh for the delivery just because a nigga says something. You ain't even catch the, you don't even, like, yo, the shit I hate, you ever show a nigga a battle, and he don't even know about battle rap, and a nigga will set up a bunch of, like, a scheme with a team of rappers, and it'll sound cohesive, and the nigga just be like, ooh. I'm like, yo, these niggas is wild. You don't even know who the fuck they talking about. You just oohing this shit. So, real nigga shit, bro.
Fresh, fresh.
You know what I mean? I caught the B-Magic versus Iron Solomon shit, too.
Yeah, I caught B-Magic. That one.
How you feel about that?
Real good. I think that battle was super crazy. It looked crazy on paper because them schools are just like total fucking opposites. But that battle actually just came out. She came out fine. Like to me, I think that shit came out perfectly fine. Like them niggas both was spitting. Them niggas both was killing that shit. They both had presence. They both had crowd control. These niggas both had fucking everything. Like that shit was definitely a good back and forth.
Yeah, facts, man. I mean, you know.
Real good back and forth.
Yo, son, as far as I thought Iron Solomon, you know, he made a, you know, ever since that Mook ass open, it's like, you know, he's still trying. You know what I'm saying? I think B-Magic beat him. You know what I'm saying? But he raps to people a different way. You know what I mean? His punches are a little bit different.
Yeah.
So it's like sometimes they're really corny. But like sometimes they're like complex thoughts where it's like, you know, I can't even really hate the nigga for what he thought because it's not a bad thought. It may not be like what you expect in battle rap. You know what I'm saying? But he's saying something. You know what I mean? Here and there. So it was cool. It was cool. I thought, you know, niggas is trying to keep that nigga alive, boy. But, yeah. Son, you know what I mean? But, we could wrap it up the show right now, you know what I mean? And we'll come back on tomorrow so that Links and Hop will be on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
I need
so,
to go check out a few fucking things. A lot of things, to be honest with you.
I'm saying I'm glad you got your bars off, though, you know what I mean? You sound like, you know what I mean, that nigga was tight. I don't know what battle you did watch or what you did see, What made you tight before we get up out of here? What made you tight when you saw in Battle Rap that you was like, all right, these niggas is bullshit. You broke that DNA. That DNA and K-Sean shit you brought up, is that what it was?
I was watching that shit. Nah, man, because I just be having the URL channel on sometimes. Like, I watch a battle, and then, like, I might leave the fucking room, and that shit might fucking, I mean, that shit just get playing everything that's on the channel, you know what I mean? I might just be chilling for, like, fucking, I don't even know, fuck a few hours, and mad battles and just keep going, just playing and playing and playing. And it came on to the two-on-two shit, and I was listening, and I was like, yo, why is everybody going crazy for Big T bars? People are going crazy for Sue Surf bars that everybody done heard already. Niggas done heard them shits already. Sue Surf, people done said these shits to Sue Surf already, and people went crazy again. Like, how many times are people going to say that Midwest Movement line to the nigga, and people are going to go crazy for it every time? Now I'm saying, Surf don't even say that shit. The creator don't even say that shit anymore. And everybody else is still running that shit. That shit is fucking good. That shit is whack. I'm tired of that shit, my nigga. Like, this shit been fucked up since Summer Madness 2, man. Like, ain't been no original. Like, the shit been going down. Real downhill, man. I'm telling you. Shit is crazy. I think these niggas just don't give a fuck anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, not for nothing. The nigga Map said this shit in the battle against Ice. Said you can tell I don't give a fuck no more. Like, come on, man.
I mean, that nigga King Lo said he won a battle. I seen his shit out to Heavy Bags. I seen
man,
him.
I'm not trying to hear that shit. That nigga been saying that shit since last year when that nigga, him and Danny Wilder had the little.
Was you talking on that Jay Mills shit? Would you go see him? He got an album on the show. That shit is dope, by the way. Shout out to King Lo. That shit is hard.
Yeah,
that nigga
can rap his ass off. King Lo is nice, but you know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. Now if that nigga, now if they give this nigga a crazy sufficient amount of money, the nigga still ain't paying my man. I'm gonna have an issue with that, straight up.
But your man 100 racks though. Talk to your man. Like, this nigga,
man, them niggas can work something out, nigga. Fuck that, nigga. This nigga just got 95 racks. What is you talking about? Nigga just gave this nigga Cassidy 200 racks, nigga. Let's go back. All right,
boom.
There.
If they, you listen, if they doing the smack, you are relevant, and they making tickets $300-$400. This is not, I'm talking about the general admission ticket, nigga. That means the VIP gonna be like $758. You understand? That, please put us in a bigger room. Please put us in a bigger room, because I don't give a fuck what nobody talking about. If it ain't for them couches at
yo,
the joint, yo, listen, boy.
My nigga, everybody got broke off that battle. Anybody that battled on that Cassidy card got paid. I got paid the most money them niggas ever seen from battle. Ever. You know what I'm saying? Straight up and down. So I'm not hearing that shit, my nigga. Like, real nigga shit.
All right, man. Yo. Well, yo, shout out to Hop and Nels. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to them niggas. Shit, man. We're going to cut this out. Cut this out short. And we definitely going to get back with y'all tomorrow. So, man. You good?